This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have talked more than a little bit on this program in the past couple of years about American wages and why they're so stuck. The Congressional Budget Office is out with some thoughts on that topic. Blame it, they say, on slack. Slack meaning extra workers in the labor market and folks who have given up looking for a job. Because it turns out that that number might be higher than we thought it was. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
These extra workers aren't officially counted as unemployed because they're not looking for work. They might be boomers who are pushed toward an unexpectedly early retirement, or millennials who decide to stay home with the kids. Chad Stone is chief economist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
They'd like to be working, and if they really thought they could pick up the phone and get a job, they'd be back in the labor force. But we're not to that point yet.
So they stay home. Now the CBO says this pool of would-be workers is bigger than it thought, maybe because the severity of the recession made it really hard to get back into the workforce. Jonathan Rothwell is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
The CBO seems to be acknowledging that there's more slack than expected based on previous recessions, and so there's this unexplained slack.
The effect of this slack, though, is clear. Economists say it's one factor keeping wages down. Merrick Masters is a professor of business at Wayne State University. He says employers know there's this backbench of workers waiting for a job.
When they have a lot of folks to choose from, there's very little upward pressure on wages.
One bright spot in the CBO report, it says there's less stigma against the long-term unemployed because so many people lost their jobs during the Great Recession and found it hard to get new ones. The report says they could return to the workforce in coming years. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.